And we are joined now by Hannah Dow, the head coach of the Mattoon Middle School Wildcats softball team. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Your team is doing just fine so far this season as well, as you carry an undefeated record down the stretch of the season, looking toward the postseason here. So how have you been able to do that with this group of girls?
Well, coming in from day one, we only had three practices right after tryouts going into our first game. So we really hit it hard that first couple of weeks of being a new coach in this program where they've had multiple coaches, and coming from summer ball, just really getting them to understand that there's a lot of different philosophies, but if they buy into a program that's built, I think they will really, really get to see that they will be successful on the field if they're respectful and respectful of the game and that coach coaching them. There's a lot of different strategies out there, but if they buy into that one program, I think that was a big thing for us of getting to work together. And it's not just that one person who wins the ball game or loses the ball game for the team, but as a group, it takes everybody the whole time, whether you're on the bench and cheering those teammates on or picking somebody up just by giving them a nudge, saying, you know, let's go get them this next time. So I really think that teamwork there, those positive attitudes have really made us successful on and off the field, which is a great thing from a coach's standpoint to see them be successful on the field, but also better themselves as a person off the field.
Do you think it's harder or easier at the middle school level to get players and individuals to buy into that kind of process?
I think it's sometimes a little harder just because they are so young and they want to be successful out there, but I also think they haven't had that experience enough. Whereas the high school level, they've been in different programs, and if they started at that young age, they've had more teams that they've been a part of to where they can get those experiences before they enter that high school group, which is a whole nother story compared to middle school. Sometimes it is a little bit harder at the middle school age because there is a lot of students who are just trying the sport for the first time, and so trying to work with the different ability levels and get everybody a chance to kind of see their potential at that sport is difficult there at the young age, so they can start young and gradually get better as they get older.
Depth is certainly a strong suit for this team. You've been able to plug some people in different spots, and everything just seems to go just fine so far.
Yeah, so far we've had a great season. We are 16-0 right now heading into the postseason, and there's 9 eighth graders on our blue team this year, and so they have been through the program last year. Even though I was not the coach, they got some great instruction, and I think having those leaders out there in that eighth grade group, those seventh graders follow suit. So if you can get those eighth graders to be those leaders and kind of pull those seventh graders under their wings, that's kind of how we have been successful, and we have 1 through 17 heading with us into the postseason, and I expect all 17 of them to be a big part of the rest of our season. So it's not just going to be, you know, this, we have a good pitcher here or a good hitter here. It's really going to take all 17 of us to make it to our end goal, which is what we hope to make it to state.
And the postseason trail begins this weekend for you, right?
Yes, we have our first game of regionals on Saturday at 10, and it'll be the winner of tonight's game against Tolono Unity and Paris Mayo. So the first, we got to buy this first day of regionals, and so we be in the first seed, and so we go into the second round of the regionals on Saturday, and then after hopefully winning that game, we head into the championship game on Monday at 4:30.
Okay. Well, best of luck. Hannah Dow, head coach of the Mattoon Middle School Wildcats, we thank you for joining us, and best of luck this weekend and beyond.
Thank you. I appreciate it.